Hello, welcome to the English News on Tao Radio and Television Station. Dear listeners, yesterday afternoon, Secretary of Kantasi Party Committee Liu Guangman had a working session with the most important officials of the organizing board of the party committee on some key tasks in organizing and building party in 2023. He noted that the staff of the organizing board of the party committee continue to advise to the arrangement and consolidation of the political system's organizational apparatus from the city to the grassroots in order to be streamlined, effective, and efficient. Advice on the effective implementation of the central government's directives on payroll management, implement synchronously in accordance with procedures, regulations, fairness, objectivity, strictness, and caution in each day of staff work, will carry out the review and supplementation of city leaders and managers' planning at all levels, research support policies for cadres, office workers, and public employees sent for training, retaining, and rotation, transform working positions for cadres, civil servants, and officers in the political system, etc., to contribute to the effective implementation of the city's social economic development, defense, and security goals, build, and the party political system of the city in 2023 and the following years. Yesterday, Standing Vice Secretary and Chairman of Kantasi City People's Council Phạm Văn Hiểu and Vice Chairman of the City People's Committee Nguyễn Thực Hiện came to survey the actual location for the groundbreaking ceremony of V6 Vĩnh Thành Industrial Park. The survey and inspection site is located at Highway 80. This is the planned location to open a temporary route to the groundbreaking ceremony of V6 Vĩnh Thành Industrial Park. Currently, the Vĩnh Thành District People's Committee has completed investment procedures and high route design consultants. The procedures for opening the construction drawings and design consultancy package, as well as the estimates, are also in so that in early April this year, construction will begin. The Hospital Quality Assessment Inspection Team in 2022 of Kantasi City Department of Health went to inspect and evaluate the hospital at Hoa Hảo Medic Kantasi General Hospital. As a result, the average score of the hospital's criteria reached 3.93 per 5 points, up 0.05 points from 2021. The hospital's quality rating is 4 stars, in which outpatient satisfaction is 99.78%, 4.79 per 5 points. Inpatient satisfaction is 100%, 5.5 points. And health worker satisfaction is 92.79%, 4.45 per 5 points. Kantasi City Association for Sponsoring Poor Patients has organized many humanitarian programs to care for and serve for poor patients in 2022, spending more than 45 billion dong. The association tries to organize a surgery for 500 patients, donate 150 wheelchairs and 20 tricycle chairs, arrange 8 free drug contributions, distributions, and more in 2023. In the social economic development strategy, Anyang Province determines to develop tourism into a spearhead economic sector in the spirit of Liberal Resolution No. 8 and QPTW dated January 16, 2017. The province identifies tourism as a key factor in its social economic development. The tourism sector in Anyang has set a goal of receiving 8 million visitors in 2023 and generating 5,500 billion in revenue from tourism activities. The tourism sector in Anyang is focused on raising service quality by continuing to make incremental investments in infrastructure and human resources in order to reach the target of 8 million visitors in 2023. At the same time, the industry builds a secure, civilized, and welcoming tourism environment, which helps Anyang become one of the most attractive Mekong Delta destinations. According to the Le Point magazine, a recent study published by the French National Institute of Health and Medical Research shows that eating a lot of bacon, which contains nitrites, increases the risk of type 2 diabetes. In this study, those with highest total nitrite consumption had a 27% real increase in risk compared to those with the lowest consumption. This is the scientific work of the Nutritional Epidemiology Research Team, or URENCRES, which includes experts from Inserm, INRAE, Sorbonne Paris Nord University, Paris Cité University, and Sinam University. That's all for the Industry of the Radio and Television Station. Thanks so much for your listening. Goodbye and see you next time.